We got a new episode of Ozzy and Jack's World Detour, and let's talk to Jack Osborne. It's Season 3, Episode 2. Jack, what's going on, man?
Hi, Jack. Hey, Jack.
Morning.
How are you, buddy?
How you doing?
We're good. We're into what? Season 3 here. Wow, you got to be pleased.
I'm very pleased. I'm totally, and I'm most pleased that a giant TV network hasn't caught on to the fact that I'm really just using their money to go on awesome vacations with my dad.
But what makes it different for the third season is now Kelly joins the whole road trip.
She got jumped in. Yeah, we jumped her in.
All right, if you were going to ask Ozzy who would he'd rather go on a road trip with, who would he pick, you or your sister, and why?
Who's higher maintenance? Yeah.
Oh, man. I probably, he would... Well, the conversation did come up. My sister very much likes to, she's like, well, who would you rather have with you? And I think just to, really tick her off, Dad would always say me, but he'd probably be her.
Hey, that you're, kid three now? Because your kid was being, that's one of the reasons why Kelly was on this season, because you had to hang back. As a dad, what do you do different than Ozzy, and what do you do the same as Ozzy?
Well, I'll change diapers and, wipe butts. My dad never really did that. He's very proud that he's like, nope, never did that, would never do it. I try to get him to change, my daughter's diapers. I think what we do the same, though, is that, one thing my parents really instilled on me and my sisters is a good work ethic. So, I hope that I can pass that on to my daughters and that kind of thing.
And what I really like about the first two seasons is that it really was kind of a bonding thing between you and your dad and going to these historic places. And also this season, letting him know, listen, you still are very relevant as you take him all over the country.
For sure. Yeah. And that was kind of one of the, dad was very much the driving force behind wanting to do this season 3. We got his actual real job is tour, being a musician. His tour started in April, and the network called us and they were like, we want to go again, can you do it? And I'm like, Dad, I've got the baby coming, you've got the tour. And he's like, no, we're doing it, I want to do this, we must. And so one of the things that we incorporated this year was a big, like you're saying, a big musical component. And everywhere we go, we link up with some kind of local musical act that was very, unique to the area we were in, sound-wise, and they cover, some of my dad's music. So it's really cool, some, amazing performances.
Let me ask you this, Jack. Let's go back a few years, and you can tell us now. It was on Sci-Fi back 3-4 years ago, your Haunted Highway show. How much of that is put on? And you can tell us now. And was there at any one point where you really truly got kind of freaked out by some of the paranormal things you investigated on Haunted Highway?
There wasn't anything that really just threw me over the edge. I'll tell you what though, after doing Haunted Highway, it was really popular in England, and this year I got hired by a TV show in England to we did a live paranormal investigation in this old manor. And there were about 11 different people on the production burst into tears during this 1 week
while
we were filming in this house. They just said they felt the most saddest, evil feeling ever. And literally, you would see grown men running out of this house crying.
Wow. See, I loved it.
That was weird.
Yeah, that's really weird.
I loved Adrenaline Junkie, where you ran, because we were talking about Running with the Bulls the other day. What was the most dangerous thing you did in that show? Because I think Running with the Bulls is right up there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was, it's funny. Realistically, the most dangerous stuff we ever did was always either involving a wild animal or racing cars or something. I mean, statistically saying, if you're going to get maimed, it's gonna be those elements that cause it.
Well, I would concur.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And you can watch Jack and Ozzy World Detour tonight, A&E, and it's season three of that. And with you, with your life, because you can't go on TMZ without seeing something with your family. Where you're at right now, is there like a paparazzi like outside the door? Are they constantly following you? It's got to be damn annoying.
Not really. Like, I, you know, I'm like... like the least popular Osborne, so they leave me alone pretty much. It's great.
You give your sister's address.
Yeah, go Bug Kelly.
Like, you know, and like, and by the way, like that's actually like factually correct that I'm the least popular. If you look at the social media, like my mom and sister have like, and my dad have like millions of followers, and I'm like, yeah, I've got like a few thousand.
Yeah, but in fairness, you have to teach your dad how to use the social media devices.
Yes, I do. Yeah, and he just, it's best that he doesn't have, like, his social media on his phone because, you know, he'd be, like, posting pictures of, like...
his junk.
Yeah, yeah, he'd release the accidental D-pic.
Ah, the old accidental D-pic.
The accidental, yeah.
Hey, what was the...
the old Anthony Weiner one, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, with your dad, it's so funny because you hear rumors like that he peed on the Alamo, but he really didn't. I think it was across the street. Then they made a big deal about it. And then there was like a rumor he like bit the head off a bat. What was the most ridiculous rumor you heard about your family?
Man, I think like when I was a kid, they're like, oh, I heard your dad's a cannibal. Is that true? Like, oh. I heard your dad like ate someone. Like, it's just like, it would always get like weirder and weirder. Like, oh, it was at first it was like a bat and dove. And then it turned into, like, dogs and, you know, cats and eventually people. That was always comedic to me.
And Jack Osborne, I've been seeing on Access TV. I think the Eddie Money and his family, I think they owe you a little bit of a residual.
You know what? I just heard about that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but they run the promos constantly.
And it's been renewed for a second season.
It's a direct ripoff of exactly what you did back in the day.
Yeah, that's funny. I saw like the little trailer thing, and I was like, "Oh wow, that feels kind of similar."
Right.
Hey, of the celebrity people, you know, maybe it could be other rock stars. Who would make the best reality show outside of your family?
Man, I don't know.
Tommy Lee.
Well, that's a different kind of show, Christy.
Yeah, I mean, as of late, that seems like it would be kind of fiery.
Yeah, there's like celebrity boxing, like father-son. We're looking forward to it tonight on A&E, Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. It's always a great show and another season. We appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, Jack.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, so long. There he goes. Jack Osborne. Good interview, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
He kind of digs that he's under the radar. I relate to that. I like
would.
It. I like it.
They are on TMZ a lot.
Yeah,
man.
Well, and his sister takes a lot of heat. Well, and mom.
And Jack's okay with
and
that.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, no doubt.